the Big Time with Whitney Allen. We have Kevin, who is a country fan and knows Lauren McKenna, yes, who writes the best songs.
Yes.
Are you happy with the outcome of this season?
I am extremely happy. I mean, I don't know, without winning an HOH or POV and being my age, which I don't want to bring into the game, but that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
going to number four is probably as strong as I was going to get, as further as I was going to get.
You made it pretty far,
because we got a 23 and a 24-year-old left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't lay in bed cuddling with them and scratching their back. So it wasn't going to go much further than that. I didn't foresee.
Are you surprised that Cody won America's Favorite House Guest?
Absolutely. I like the kid, but he was gone early. So,
yeah. This season has probably been best known to fans and viewers as the season of bullying. So much bullying. I think even you were affected at one point.
Yes, that's what they tell me, yeah.
Well, you'll see. Yeah, you'll see when you watch.
I know, I heard.
How do you feel about that being associated? Obviously, you didn't do any bullying, but.
I don't know if that's how some people's strategy to play the game. That's just how it is. That's how they want to do it. If they think it's going to advance them, it's fine with me. I don't agree with it. But that's what they say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So does it make it okay in the name of the game, or should there be lines drawn?
I personally think there should be a line drawn. But I think there should be a line drawn, but again, I can't tell someone how to play their game.
Yeah.
I can't tell someone how to live, how to be a human being.
Yeah.
If I'd seen you guys in the street, I'd say, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? You talk and socialize.
Yeah.
You don't criticize. You don't make pass judgment on someone you don't even know. You get
right
to know them first.
Yeah. How do you feel about winning? You won $25,000. You're not going completely empty-handed.
Yes. Well, if I could have. Yes, I know. I was happy about that. It was the first night, so
yeah.
I was happy. I knew it. And I was happy that it came for no reason. You know what I mean? I did pretty good.
Why did you decide to tell? I believe you told Paul and Josh.
No, I told Paul because he got the temptation to get Paul
I love
in.
That you're whispering.
I got Paul the
temptation. The show's over.
No, he's so loud. I told Paul because the temptation allowed him to get on the show.
Yeah.
And I told Josh because Josh thought he won.
Yeah.
And I was like, Josh, you didn't win. I'm telling you. And then Josh brought it up 70 days later. And then Matt was in the pool.
Uh-huh.
And I told him because he was leaving. I felt bad that he was leaving. So I just told him, give him some advice and pick him up. And he turned it on me. So,
I know. Yeah. Do you think that you were taken advantage of because of your kindness?
Everyone, a lot of people have taken advantage of, but still, it doesn't matter. I'd still be the same. And, I mean, if that's how they want to be, it's fine with me. It doesn't matter. You have to be humble and kind.
You do? That. I love that you know that song. I love that song. One of the things that made national headlines, which Jason told us he told you, is he made a comment about your wife and your family. How does that make you feel? Are you acceptive of his apology?
I'm accepted. I really don't know what to say about it. I just heard how overwhelming it was. I heard that people went to my house and talked to my family. I didn't know. I'm very upset by it, and I don't know. I really don't know if I can discuss it further because I don't know what to know what to say about it, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll discuss it with you guys once I talk to my wife and kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know why it had to get that far.
I know. And that goes back to what I was saying, like, when do we draw a line? Like, when are things not okay?
I think that line should have been drawn. I think someone should have interjected and something should have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, what I heard was said is, you know, it's going to be really hard because where I grew up, you just can't go back there. And they said that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do something as a man, and then you don't want to do nothing. What does that show?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a son who's in high school and a daughter in college, another daughter. I just don't understand why that played a part, and I don't know why. I can understand Jason said stupid things, but that's really stupid to say.
It is. And he is very apologetic, which, I mean, I guess is a good thing, but yeah, it should never have been said, I think. Another thing that made headlines was some house guests questioned and made fun of Cody's military experience.
I did?
No, other house guests. What do you think about that?
My brother was in the military, so was my father. I think anyone who served this country should have respect. I think they may have questioned it because everyone was getting on Cody. Everyone was worried about him because he was a good player.
You are going to have Ramsey's over for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, sure. If he wants to come over, he can come.
He said he's coming. Yeah. How fun. That will be fun for him. Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Kevin, who gave him those?
Okay, ready? Listen to this. You guys are going to be freaked out by this. My daughter goes out with Chris McKenna. His mother's Laurie McKenna. She wrote Girl Crush. She wrote Humble and Kind.
I know her.
Me and Laurie go. She lives in Stoughton, Massachusetts. My kids go to Stoughton High School. Andrea and Chris live out here in L.A. They're meeting
crazy
me right now.
Oh, my God.
So I said, I was on the block again. I said, I feel like one of the new kids. I've been on the block for so long. You know what I mean? And then I said, I want to tell everybody out there, my friend Laurie McKenna wrote a song sung by Tim McGraw called Humble and Kind. I want you guys to listen to it. I said it on The Eviction.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you, Kevin,
so
much for spending time for the big
time
with Winnie Allen.
If you do ever meet Laurie, tell her I said hi.
I will. Oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you so much.